Okay. We're up to Daf Mem Amabez, the Mishnah. Einos kemach l'toch haroses o l'toch hachardol. One is not allowed to put kemach flour into haroses. This is not our haroses, as we'll have later in the Masechta. This is in the mitzvah of haroses, or the minhag of haroses, that itself we'll talk about. But this is just a type of mix and dip which has vinegar in it, Rashi explains. And used it to dip meat into it. And you put it, always used to thicken it up with a little flour. So says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to put this flour into the charoses, or into a mustard dip, because that will cause the flour to become chametz. V'imnasan, and if you did put it in, machlokas, yochal b'yad, the Tadakaba says, eat it right away. It's not chametz yet, so eat it right away, and then you'll be safe. Remeir oser, Remeir says that, no, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. A. B. Ein mevash l'esa pesach. You're not allowed to cook the carbon pesach. We're going to talk about this a little bit today. There's an iser. Where's the chumash? We have a chumash here. There is a mitzvah to eat the carbon pesach roasted, sli'esh. The pasuk says you're not allowed to cook it in water, and you're not allowed to eat it nut, which is also semi-raw, which we will talk about. That's the pasuk that we're going to focus on in a little bit later in Perek Yud Beis in Parshas Bo. The pasuk says, don't eat it na, which means some type of raw, or cooked in water. You have to eat it roasted. So says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach in any liquid, not just water. We'll see where the mucker for this is. Any liquid, or even in meperus. Aval, sachin umatbilin osobahen. But you're allowed to sach, to smear oil, to smear, Rashi says, at the time of roasting, let us smear some type of liquid on it in order to make it moist during the roasting. It doesn't get dried out. Umatbilanoso, and you're allowed to dip it when you're eating it, bahen, in liquid. So you're not allowed to cook it. What is this line doing here? We haven't spoken about Karban Pesach yet, so in the middle of this discussion of chametz, so what exactly is this doing here? So the Meiri just says, agav grora, but agav what? It says, agav grora what? So the Rabbeinu David here has a suggestion where he says, "Vahemes shebetchila shana b'mishnah." The past few mishnayos have had heterim where there's a parallel action that is close to it, but it is aser, and we're not gozer the mutter act mishum the aser act. So he says, for example, he says, "Ein shorin is a mersin latarnagol and abachotin." You're not allowed to soak the mersin, you're allowed to scald it. That's inyan iser sheish heter samachlo v'lo gozru zevin p'deizeh. Or the next one, she's not allowed to soak it in order to bring it to the merchat, but she's allowed to wipe it on her basar. So to here, that's the parallel. Here you're talking about an act that's mutter and an act that's asur that go together, and we're not going through the heter because of the iser. In mevashas a pesach, avol sachar matvilin also sha'afu heter haba michlal iser vein gozrin bo. So he says, even though it's not exactly the same, as long as you can find a loose connection and a loose parallel, that's generally enough for the Baal HaMishnah. So that's what happened here, why this is brought here. And today we're going to get to talk a little bit about this Isser Daraisa. Finishes the Mishnah. Somebody has, let's say, a pail where the baker, as he's working with the dough, sometimes he puts his hands into the water in order to wash them off, in order to get some of the dough off. So that liquid must be spilled out right away, because it's machmisin. If you let it sit there and the dough that had been on the baker's hands goes into the water, then it's a chashash chimutz, and therefore you just spill it out right away. Fine. Let's talk about the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah that said you can't put this flour into charoses or into chardal, and if you do, machlokas. Either you eat it right away, that's what the Tanakhama said. Remeir Aser, Remeir says, no, you can't eat it right away. So Amar of Kahana. If Kahana has a statement about this machlokas. Machlokas, the tocha chardal, the only machlokas between Remeir and the Chachamim is only talking about the chardal case. If you put it into chardal, mustard is so sharp that, according to one opinion, it stints the chimutz, and therefore you're able to eat it. But in the first case, of the charoses case, it's not as sharp, and therefore if you put the flour in, there's a real worry that it became chametz. So in the charoses case, even the Tanakama would say you have to burn it right away, you're not allowed to eat it. So really the machlokes is only about the chardal and not the charoses. But tani nami hachi, there's a brisa also that supports this. That's where there's a machlokes. So you see the machlokes b'di'evet. If you did it, it's only by the charoses case and not about the chardol case, because chardol is very sharp. Amar Rav Huna, brother of Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Halacha kedivrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim. The chachamim mean the Tanakama, meaning you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it if you did it already. So Amalei Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Rav Huna, brother of Yehuda. Acharoses kamar mar, o achardol kamar mar. When you say the halacha is like the divrei chachamim, is that in agreement with what Rav Kahana just said? Meaning this is going to be the answer of the Gemara. But is that agreeing that it's like the chachamim only in the case of charosa, only in the case of chardo, because the charosa they didn't say their shita? Or do you say it's even the machlokas is even in the case of charosas, and we hold like the rabbanan even in that case? Meaning, is Kahana right or not? So Amarlei answers Rav Huna. Amai nafkamina lidra Rav Kahana. Why do you want to know? Because of the Rav Kahana statement. You want to know if I agree to it? Damar Rav Kahana machlokas latoch achardol, aval latoch acharos is yirakol yisarf biyad. Is that why you're asking me? So he says yes. So Amarlei lo shamyali klomar lo svirali. I never heard it. In other words, I don't hold to that statement. Meaning, I think the machlokas is even by the case of charoses. And meaning this is not as sharp of a condiment, and still there's machlokas, and the rabbanan say b'di'eved, you're allowed to eat it right away. What do you do with the brisa? So Tosfos asks on top. Tosfos says, what do you do with the brisa? The Mishnah is stama. The Mishnah is stama, so you can say it's a machlokas between the Mishnah and the brisa. That's the top Tosfos. Alpha got the tiny kavasei. Some of them is a pliga. If it's a machlokas between the Mishnah and the brisa, then so you're allowed to hold like the Mishnah. Finishes off the Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi. Kavase de Rav Kahana Mistabra. Rav Ashi says, I agree with Rav Kahana that the machlokes is only by chardol, but by charoses, everybody would agree that you have to eat it right, they have to burn it right away, because you're worried that chash chimutz if it's in charoses. How do I know? We don't have Shmuel, because we had Shmuel in yesterday's daf, where Shmuel had said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Well, Rabbi Yossi, remember from yesterday, Rabbi Yossi had said, if it's becoming chametz, throw in some vinegar, and that stops the chimutz. And Shmuel said, we don't pass them like Rabbi Yossi. That's what Shmuel had said. So what do you mean we don't pass it like Rabbi Yossi? Though for sure we know that Shmuel is saying vinegar doesn't stop chimutz. So says the Gemara, my lot, isn't he also saying, it not only doesn't stop the chimutz, it's like a regular other type of liquid, as Rashi here explains, and therefore there's no difference between a vinegar type of dip and other types of liquids, and it should become chimutz. And Shmuel is saying this. So you see from Shmuel that unless it's very, very sharp, like chardol, unless it's sharp, you have to be worried about chimutz, and you have to burn it right away. So doesn't that say, the fact that Shmuel says, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, doesn't that prove to us that charoses would be like everything else, because charoses has some vinegar in it, but Shmuel already had said yesterday that vinegar is nothing special. Vinegar doesn't stop chimutz, and it probably causes chimutz too. And therefore, isn't it true that Rav Kahana's statement that the machlokas must only be by chardol, but by charoses, everybody would agree you have to burn it right away? Isn't that all true? So Mar says, lo, dilma lo mitzvah samis lo chamui chamchama. You can't prove anything from Shmuel's statement of the halachas, like Rabbi Yossi, because maybe all he means is that the vinegar doesn't stop the chimutz, but it could be that it's still in a different category. It still could be that it doesn't cause chimutz, and therefore maybe the machlokas would also be by charoses, the rabbanan would matir to eat it right away, even there. So there's no proof from that statement of Shmuel. Okay. That was regarding the first line of the Mishnah. Now we get to the second line of the Mishnah. That you're not allowed to cook a mevashlin, you're not allowed to cook the carbon pesach with in liquids or mepeiros. So it's important just to remember, look at the psukim for a minute. So the pasuk says in Parak Beis in Parshas Bo, v'achlu es habasar balayla hazeh, you have to eat it this night, tzli eish umatzos al mrorim yochluhu. You have to eat it roasted in fire, with matzah and maror yochluhu. Al tochlu mimenu na, do not eat it. We'll see what na means. Let's say it means some type of raw. Al tochlu mimenu na, uvashel mavushel bamayim, and cooked in water. So as we're going to see, the al tochlu at the beginning of the pasuk really is going on all three, or both the phrases in the pasuk. Because it says, don't eat it na, and cooked in water. So it's also, don't eat it raw, don't eat it na, and don't eat it cooked in water. Bamayim, it says bamayim, ki imsliesh, but only roasted, rosh akara of al kirbo. Fine. That is the pasuk. What? The double ashram of Vashem Mavusha. That's what we're going to talk about. So says the Gemara, Ein Mavashlin, Tana Rabbanon, Bamayim. The pasuk that we read just said, Bamayim. Uvashem Mavusha Bamayim. Ein li ela b'mayim. I only know that cooking it in water is the iser d'oraisa sharmash k'minayin. How do I know that cooking it in other liquids is also included? It says mayim in the pasuk. So amar kavachomer. 2 days of the Gemara. The first is that it's a kavachomer. Uma mayim she'enon mefigin taimon asurin. Water which does not affect the taste of the meat. You cook it in water, so there's no other added taste that's going in there. It's just the meat taste. That's already asur. So sharmash kashim mefig taimon lo kol shekein. So surely other liquids which are going to be mefig, which are going to weaken the taste of the basar, surely that must be included in the iser. That's source number one. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Omer, a different source. Bamayim, in water. Ein li el bamayim sharmash kashim. I only know water. How do you know other liquids? Tamilomar uvasha mevushal mikom makom. The double lashon includes other liquids. So two deos. What is the mucker to include other liquids in the Issa Daraisa? Either the Kal V'Chomer, that it doesn't take off taste, or it's a Limud. Uvashem Uvushem Yikom Akum, included. Mai Benayu, what's the difference, what's the Halacha L'Maisa difference between these two opinions? Ika Benayu Tzli Kedar. If you roast it Kedar, what does that mean? Rashi explains, if you roast it, you put it in a pot without liquid. So it so some liquid comes out of the animal itself, the meat itself, but it's cooking in its own liquids, its own juices. So is that included in the Issa D'Oraisa? Again, if you roast it on a spit like you're supposed to, so then the liquid all falls down. There's no cooking at all. But if you put it in a pot, dry by itself, some of the natural liquids come out and it gets cooked in its own liquids. So is that allowed or not? So according to the first opinion, who said it's an issue of mafigin taimon, so surely other liquids which are not mafik are mafik taimon. So this should be mutter, because this isn't included in the Kal V'Chomer. Only other liquids which soften the taste should be included. But if tzlikeder, if it's cooking in its own liquids, so then that's not included in the Kal V'Chomer, so that would be mutter midaraisa. Masha'en kein, according to the second opinion, which includes all liquids, uvashu mevusha mikol makom, so then this would all be included and it would be usur as well. Yeah. Why is there an emphasis on liquids, but you cook in liquids? It says both. It says ki im sliyesh. It says both. It says altachlemenu na uvashem mavusha b'mayim. Don't eat it raw, which we'll get to. Uvashem mavusha b'mayim, or cooked in liquid. Ki im but sliyesh, but eat it roasted.
The emphasis is that it has to be cooked over the open fire. So whatever else.
So it's both. Sometimes the Torah says an asay to lo asay to emphasize. It says don't do this and do this. So that's what the Torah is doing here. It has a double language. It'll tell you what not to do and tell you what to do. Tosfos here. At the end of Tosfos Ika, the last four lines, Tosfos asks, "Vim Tomar, what's the first opinion in the Gemara here? The first opinion is that how do you know Shar Mashkin are included in the Isser from a Kal V'Chomer? If by water, which doesn't soften the taste, surely by other liquids which affect the taste." Ask Tosfos, we had a couple days ago, "The Hechyol of Shar Mashkin Mikal V'Chomer V'Ha'in Mazhirin Min Hadin." We know there's a principle we had that you're not allowed to give a warning or a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. You can learn a din from a Kal V'Chomer, but you can't learn an isser from a Kal V'Chomer to say that this is considered a warning and you're going to get malchus. So ein mazir min hadin, how can the makor of Shar Mashkin be from a Kal V'Chomer? So Tosfos says is a very important principle. V'yesh lomar Kal V'Chomer, dahai Kal V'Chomer einu ela megale de bishul dekra airi af b'shar mashkin. Says Tosfos, sometimes you have a regular Kal V'Chomer which teaches you something new which you didn't know, and it's based on something in the Torah, and you say, oh, there's like logic would dictate that even this case. But says Tosfos, sometimes a Kal V'Chomer isn't really a Kal V'Chomer. It's really a Gili Milsa V'Alme. The logic is just revealing that what it says in the Torah includes this. It's not jumping off. This is even greater than what it says in the Torah. So that would be a Kal V'Chomer, and you would say, Emes Yirmin Adin. But sometimes you have a Kal V'Chomer that Chazal understand a certain halacha that it's included in that din. So, for example, and that's what Tosfos says here. Really, the Kal V'Chomer is really saying that that's what Mayim means in the Pasuk. It's not a Kal V'Chomer from Mayim, but that's what Mayim means in the Pasuk. So, just give you another example with the Rambam says this. The Rambam says this in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam, a very important Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Meis. The Rambam says that a mace, a dead body, is metame b'maga, uba masa, uba ohel. Right, if you touch a corpse, then you become tameh. If you carry a corpse without touching a corpse, you also become tameh. And if you're in the same ohel, the same roof, or we've said if you are the roof or it's the roof over you, all that is metameh tumas shiva. You become tameh for 7 days. V'tumas maga v'ohel mifurashin b'torah. touching a corpse, and ohel, that's mefurish in the Torah. How do you know tumas masa? What's the mucker for tumas masa, carrying a corpse? Where is that? That's not written in the Torah anywhere by tumas meis. So says the Rambam, tumas masa mipi hashmua. V'kal v'chomer hadvarim. You learn it from the kal v'chomer tumas masa. Says the Rambam, im nevela shehi tumas erev ve'ena matama ba'ohel matama ba'masa, if nevela, meat that was not shechted, if that's tummy for only one day and it's not matami ba'ohel, meaning it's very weak tumah, it's not matami, it's only makes you tummy for one day and it's not matami ba'ohel, that's matami tumas masa shedemar v'hanoseas divlasam hameis lo kol shekein. So surely a mace which is tummy for 7 days and which is tummy which is a matami ba'ohel, surely that should have tumas masa. And then the Rambam says, "Ain't tumas masa b'meis mitivrei sofrim ela din Torah." Don't think this is a din d'rabbanan, because we learn it from a limud. It's a din d'oraisa. And then the Rambam adds, "V'yireli." This is his yesod. Shezesha shasak mimena hakasif. Why didn't the Torah say b'feirish tumas masa? You have to learn it from a kal v'chomer. Why did it say b'feirish? Kiderek shasak mi'isra abas. Says the Rambam is just like, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin which says that by one of the arayos, I think it's Anusa, Anusas bas bito. A granddaughter is usher. The Gemara learns, if granddaughter is usher to a person, then daughter is surely usher. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. What? So you're not going to get misa for daughter because it only says granddaughter in the Torah? No. Says the Gemara. There explains. No. Granddaughter comes from daughter. It's a byproduct. It's an outgrowth of daughter. So of course, that's not a kal v'chomer. They say if granddaughter, surely daughter. But that granddaughter is based on. It's as if it says daughter. That's called the gilui milsam alma. Lefisha asa beferish afilu basa bas. Or for example, says the Rambam, v'shasag me iser achilas basa b'chalav. Say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav. Right? All it says is you're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. Says the Rambam, l'fisha aser b'feirish afilu bishulo. By saying cooking it is aser, that itself is as if it's saying, of course, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to get hanok from it. You're not even allowed to cook it. So says the Rambam, that's not a kal v'chomer in the normal sense. That's a kal v'chomer, which is really just telling us that this expanded meaning of what it says in the Torah. But it's not a kal v'chomer teaching us a new thing, jumping off from what it says in the Torah. This is what the Torah means. This is what it means when the Torah says bas bito. It really means bito. When it says bishul basa b'chalav, it means achila basa b'chalav. And in our case, Tosfos says, when it says mayim, it really means all mashkin. So all these are examples. You have to always have to know, when you have a kal v'chomer, are you taking something that it says in the Torah and jumping to something new based on logic? Or is that new idea really just an expanded version of what is meant by the Torah? I just want to know the difference. So we have to look in Chazal. We have to see exactly when the Torah, when earlier we had the case of when we compared Maaser Sheni and Kachim, the Gemara said, Eimas here min adin. And the Gemara accepted the question. And that's why the Gemara went to a Mamatzinu. Right? So it accepted the problem. So that's why most, unless you know otherwise, you have to think of the logic. Daughter and granddaughter, so that's not just a separate, Maaser Sheni and Hektish are two different things. So you can say Hektish is more chamor, so you can have an extra din. But daughter and granddaughter, obviously, granddaughter flows from daughter. Or eating and doing something with the same object, basa b'chalav. So some of the it makes sense. You have to look at each one. There will be times that it will be obvious because you're bringing in a separate halachic context. Most kal v'chomers are bringing in a separate halachic context. Just so happens by these three, I didn't finish the punchline. So tumas masa, the Rambam assumes, is included in the other tumas. If it's tumas ohel, then surely there's tumas masa as if it's written b'feirish. Okay. Continues the Gemara. So the Gemara said that according to the Rabbanon, the first opinion, you learn out other mashkin from the double lashon of basha mavusha. The Rabbanon, hi basha mavusha by Avdi Lahu. According to the Rabbanon, what do they do use, like Yoni asked before, what do they use that double lashon for? We better look at the Tanya. They use it for the following brisa. Bishlu v'achakak slow, otzlo v'achakak bishlo chayiv. The brisa says, the Tosefta, that let's say you cooked the sheep, you cooked the current Pesach, and then you roasted it. Or the opposite, you roasted it like you're supposed to, and then you threw it in a pot and you cooked it. So the Gemara says, Chayiv, that's Asur d'Oraisa, in either direction. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, Bishlamach Aslo Chayiv. I understand if you cooked it and then you roasted it while you're Chayiv, the Habashle, because you cooked it. The second that you cooked it, you're violated the Issa d'Oraisa. Who cares that you did Sli afterwards? It's still going to be Asur. Elat Slovaka, Bishlo Hatzli Eshu. But if you roasted it first, so you did the mitzvah. So who cares what you did afterwards? So you put it into the pot. You roasted it already. You did the mitzvah. Stop the clock. What does it matter that you roasted it afterwards? So amai. So amar two opinions. So amar of Kahana Habmani Rabbi Yosihi. Either this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who says that a later act of cooking slash roasting has an effect, even though you did a different one previously. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Yotzin Burakika Shari Ubim Mavushal. One can be Yotzin the mitzvah of matzah with a soaked wafer, a Rakik Hashari. You take matzah. If trouble with biting, trouble a person can't chew properly, you soak it in water. As long as it retains its shape, it still looks like matzah, it doesn't fall apart, you're allowed to use that wafer. Ubim mevushal, and even if it's cooked after it's baked, shaloni mach, as long as it didn't fall apart, dib Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Yosin Brikik Ashari, the soaked one, okay, you could be Yossi with as long as it still has its taste. Avalo bim mevushal, but if once you cook matzah, after you baked matzah, now you cook it, so then you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah anymore. Afa bishloni malach, even though it has not fallen apart. Rashi says, batel shem mitaras lechem. Once you cooked it, it no longer has a shem lechem. So if you cook it after you bake it, that cooking is significant. So that's the shita in the Tosefta, that the one who says that if you cook it after you roast it, that you're chayiv daraisa, that's Rabbi Yossi shita. And that's also daraisa, even though you roasted it originally. That's opinion number one. And Ula Amar, and this is why the Gemara brought it here, afilu tarei Rabbi Meir, even if you want to go according to Rabbi Meir shita, who says that by matzah, you're still allowed to use it for matzah. Shiny hacha, damar kro, vashem mevushal mikom akom. Still here, it might still be asa daraisa, because it's included in the double lashon of vashem mevushal. That's what the Rabbanan used, vashem mevushal, for the double lashon, to teach me, even in this case, the bishul is significant. So there are two major discussions in the postgame related to this Gemara, both very halacha lemaisa. Yeah. We're going to talk about Gebrucks in a minute. We're going to talk about Gebrucks in a minute. Note that this is talking about whether you can Yosef be Yosef Nisa Matzah. It's not talking about Chametz. So we'll talk about that in a minute. First though, let's talk about the other discussion. And that is a machlokas between the Yerayim and the Mordechai. And this is something that we all know. What's the machlokas between the Yerayim and the Mordechai? I don't know any of this. The achlach is, no, we do know it. This is the issue of, on Shabbos, Bishul Achar Bishul, Bishul Achar Afiyah, Afiyah Achar Bishul. We know that Meikar Hadin, there's a machlokas whether the Malacha Daraisa Bishul on Shabbos. Fine, you're not allowed to cook things on Shabbos. Once something is cooked, generally, we assume Ein Bishul Achar Bishul if it is dry. Something is dry, I have a piece of kugel. So then, Midaraisa, forget Yisurim Durabanan, forget Shehiyah, Zar Hatzmana, forget any Yisurim Durabanan, I could take that piece of kugel that's fully cooked, put it onto a fire on Shabbos and cook it up. Obviously, that's not mutter, because it's Midarabanan, it's Dira Yisurim. But Midaraisa, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Once something is cooked, already it's cooked. By moist liquids, Ashkenazic custom is to be machmir. The Rama says, right, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Balach. Question how to understand that, but that's what the Rama says. That's the general rule. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'yavish, but Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Balach. Let's assume Ein Bishul Achar Bishul for now. There's no Bishul Achar Bishul. Says the Yerayim, Rav Elazar B'Metz, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, you see from this Gemara that halacha only applies if it's the same process being done again. Dry heat and dry heat, meaning roasting and roasting, or roasting and baking, those are all connected in halacha, or moist heat and moist heat, bishul achar bishul. But let's say you have two different processes, let's say bishul achar afia, let's say you're going to take a piece of challah, which is baked, and you're going to put it into boiling hot soup in a kli rishon, or let's say you take those little bread croutons, which, assuming that they are baked, I'm not exactly sure, according to some of them are baked, not the yellow croutons, because those are deep fried, that has the status of bishul, but let's say those bread croutons, and you can put it into a kli rishon that's burning, burning hot. So, says the Rav Elazar B'Metz, that could be an issa daraisa. Why? Because yesh bishul achar afia. Why? Look at Rabbi Yossi, our Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says that if you do a different process after a prior one, if you cook it after roasting it, that's significant. Batlumitaras lechem. When it comes to matzah, the sota yireim, you know what you see from our Gemara? Yesh bishul achar afia, yesh afia achar bishul, yesh sliyah. All the cases, as well, if the process is different, so then it is a problem. Again, if it's the same, it's not a problem. Putting noodles into hot boiling soup is fine. Why? Because noodles were cooked, and now soup is cooked. Again, putting it into a klishlishi, ravi, whatever, that's also fine, even if it was baked earlier. But if there's a situation of potential bishul daraisa, that's the Urayim's Raya from our Gemara. And says the Mordechai, I don't agree. Why? The Mordechai says, based on the Gemara in Brachos. So the Gemara in Brachos quotes this same exact Gemara in Brachos Lamed Ches. You see on the side, it says Brachos Lamed Ches. This Gemara is quoted, the Gemara there is disgusting, if you remember back last year or so, even more than that. when you have cooked vegetables, do you say the bracha of Bori Pri Hadama, or do you say the bracha of Shahako? Does cooking the vegetables make the vegetables lose their status of vegetables? That's the discussion in the Gemara. And the Gemara suggests it's a machlokas. And it quotes this brisa. And it says, hey, according to Rabbi Meir, the cooking doesn't ruin it, so you say Hadama. According to Rabbi Yossi, the cooking ruins it, so you'll say Shahako. Says the Gemara, no. Kule alma shlakos mavarchan alayim bari pri hadama. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree you say bari pri hadama on cooked vegetables. Aye, what about here by matzah? No. Akalaka Rabbi Yossi hasam elim shum to be eaten on tam matzah v'leka. Special din by matzah. You need the taste of matzah, and once it's cooked, you lose the taste. Aval hachatil Rabbi Yossi modera. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you say bari pri hadama. What do you see from that Gemara, says the Mordechai? That fundamentally, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that the second process doesn't change it. Special din by tam matzah. Special din. So the Beis Yosef says that is a kushya atsuma on the sheetus of Lassabi Metz. That's his lashon. Got to answer that because the Gemara says the favors there. Rabbi Yosef is a special din in matzah. It's not a general. So everybody has their answer. Not for now. The Bach, the Taz, the Egletal, they all have their answer. And how do we answer up for the Uranium? But either way, this is a machlokas we shown him, and this is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos and Shin Yud Ches in the Siman of Bishul. Shin Yud Ches. Hey, Yesh Misha Omer. Who's that? Look in the Baragola. Lassabi Metz. Right, Yesh Misha Omer, the Davar Shenefe O Nitzle, Im Bishlo, something is baked or roasted, Im Bishlo Achagach Mamashke, if then afterwards you cooked it, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishol, the Osir Litain Pas Afilo Bikli Shani, Sha Yatso Ledesbo. Right, because we imagine, let's say, Pas might be Kali Bishol, it might be even cooked in a Klisheni, so if you can't do it, the Yesh Matirin, and some Matir. He quotes both opinions, but the Rama says we are machmir. Rama, we are machmir for the shita of the Urayim. V'nogel lizar lachanchila shalitin pas afilu b'klisheni calls mashe yatzel adispo. This is it. This is one of the two gemaras, which is the basis of that whole issue of bishalachar bishal, bishalachar rafia, or the opposite. Okay. Right, so it has to do with also what you're allowed to put on top of the crock pots, right? If you have chicken cutlets that was made dry, and if you're putting it on top that's also dry, let's say you have chicken that was baked, chicken bacon, now you want to put it into the chicken soup. So again, all these are very halacha l'maisa, which we discussed a couple weeks ago, actually, on Shabbos afternoon. Part one. Part two. What about gebrux? What about the issue of gebrux? So you read this Gemara. This Gemara is not a basis for gebrux, because all this Gemara says is that soaking the matzah, maybe you cannot use to be yotze your mitzvah of matzah. That's the most this Gemara says. The Gemara never says anything about its being chametz. That's a jump. But this is where the discussion is of the gebruxed sugya. Again, this is quoted. The big discussion of this is in the Shari Tshuva, but there is even a Rishon that discusses it on our Gemara, and that is the Rabban. I'm one of the more famous, well-known Rishonim. The Rabban writes, related to this Gemara, it's in Tuf Lamed Aleph, the Yesh She'enon Rotsin LaHashros HaMatz, this is the first form of the Minog, that some don't soak their matzah on the first night in soup, the Marak, they saw their fathers didn't do this. They think, the Rabban writes in the 1300s, that they're doing it so that they don't become chametz. It's not because of chametz. There's no chash chametz here. Lohin igokein el mishum shihei tam matzah b'fihem. Kol halayla harishon. They didn't soak their matzah the first night because they wanted the tam matzah. Some people don't even put salt on their matzah the first night, right? Because they want the special, just the pure taste of the matzah. That's where the Ravan has it, the first night, and dafka because of Chavivas HaMitzvah. The later, as the generations went on, if you read all the sources, you read the Shari Tshuva, the Shari of Yaakov Emdin, Shari Tshuva is the one that has the largest discussion of it. He quotes this minog of not eating soaked matzah, what's called matzah shruya in Hebrew, gebrux in Yiddish, and that is, he says, it started because they used to have thick matzahs, that's what he thinks, avos harbe, and because they had thick matzahs, like we discussed in the Gemara a few days ago, it might be some parts of it that were not baked, and therefore if you soak it, there's a chashash that it's going to become chametz, and then he says, even though nowadays we have very thin matzahs, nowadays we make sure, still this was the minog, and even though there's no chashash anymore, this is a minog of Asinu B'yadenu, he quotes other poskim that are very against it. Rav Yaakov Emdin says, Mishum chashash rachok ein limnoa misimchas yantif, right, you're not supposed to, yisimchas yantif, you're not supposed to, be machmir. And again, there's a lot of emotional attachment to each of these sides. Again, it was associated somewhat with the original, the Hasidim and the Misnagdim. That's why there was a lot of emotion in the earlier poskim. But again, there are strong shitas and bases for both sides. The Shneizam, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in one of the Tshuvas writes that I understand that there is no Isser Chshash Chimutz anymore. You know, what's already baked, it's already baked. Be'emes Kigam She'enu Isser Gomer Ubar Medina Hamach Metavo La Bracha. but ve'eino edel min matmihim lo mar ki chumer below klum. He said there's no reason for this at all. No, it's the minhag of asin to be adenu. And he says after all, he quotes the Arizal that many are familiar with, that when it comes to Pesach, lahachmir kol chumris bePesach. That's the idea. Okay, you have to know how far to take that. But either way, it says the Arizal that you're not going to be lose mishum simchas yontif. So he says, yeah, there's enough to eat, especially in our day and age. You can even get gebruch's pizza. I mean, but again, that's this is the discussion. Even within the minhag. So again, whatever one should follow their father's minhag. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. You're allowed to change your minhag. You know, let's say your in-laws and they don't eat gebruch and you eat gebruch. Rosh Hashuvah is about whether you're allowed to do that. Even within the minhag, though, there are different shitas about how far the minhag goes. There are some that are very machmir that like wouldn't have any liquid on the table when they're eating a brux. There are some that don't put. I don't know. My father, my minhag is that we smear matzah with chat. We put stuff on the matzah. We just don't put matzah in soup. So that's my misorah. But anyway, there are different misorahs. There's the gra, obviously, is known very charif. Eat gebruchs. And the Chassam Sofer says, Mitzvah hiu prisha shlolech o matzah shriya bePesach. There are different Rebbes. They quote from the Belzer Rebbe that when he went with his wife, I guess the wife family used to eat gebruchs, so he used to eat the soup and leave the matzah ball over. So even the matzah ball in the soup. He says, so he wouldn't eat the matzah ball, but he'd eat the soup, it's okay. He wasn't machmir on kalim. Right? It wasn't, again, that's what all these different, in the Piskei Tshuvas here, quotes all the different forms of the minhag. He quotes from the Kleisenberger Rebbe, She'asu came yishum mitzvahs kibudeim, she'doche chumra ba'alma. There's a chumra ba'alma, so there's a din of kibudeim, she made me my matzah balls. Okay, so I can say I'm full, I eat the soup, but if I don't eat any of the soup, forget it. So again, one should follow one's minhag, and, that, but again, this is a basis. There are certain remuzim in the Gemara. Yesterday we had two remuzim. Rav Yosef Engel said yesterday's Gemara, the bottom was a remez because the avadim you shouldn't do it. So we're like avadim. Either way, but that is a discussion in the poskim on this Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Yochol Tzla'o Kol Tzarcho Yehei Chayiv. I might think. So again, those are the two yisodos. Just today was Bishul HaChabishul and Matzah Shruya. Those are the two halacha discussions that we had. So Yachas Lo Kol Tzarcho Yehei Chayiv. I might think that if you roast it totally, you're chayiv. I might think that's chayiv. We're going to say that you're not. What does it mean, roast it totally? So there are two opinions in Rashi. Rashi says the second opinion he likes better. Lishna Acharina. Rashi says I might think that if you roast it, burn it so much, that's not called sli anymore, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Kamash Shalom. We're going to say no. Even if it's roasted fully, it's still called sli. That's the what the Gemara means. So let's read it again. Yochos lo kol tzorcha yechayev. I might think it's chayev. Tamalomar, no. The Pasuk says, Al tocha mimenu na uvashel mevushal b'mayim. End quote. Don't eat it na or cooked in water. Na uvashel mevushal amarti locha. What's aser is only na, which we'll define in a minute, some type of raw and cooked. Veloshes lo kol tzorcho. But if it's roasted, that's included in sli. That's not a problem. Hey chidami, so what does that mean? Amar Rashi deshavi charucha, that if you charred it so much that it's just a black piece of formerly meat, so that's still considered sli, even though it's somewhat inedible. Tanu Rabbanon, continues the Gemara, Yochel Ochel Kazayis Chayehe Chayiv. I might think that if I eat a Kazayis of Karban Pesach, totally raw, that I am chayiv, because after what isn't that what na means? Says the Gemara, no, that's not what na means. Tamalomar atoflemeno na ubashim avusha, na ubashal amarti lecha velo chay. Na and chay are different. Chay is totally raw. No, it's not totally raw. Yochel yehe mutter. So I might think if na, as we're going to see, means semi. What's it called when it's not? When it's just a little bit done, right? Sorry, what? Medium rare, right? Medium rare. So I'm not a meat person. So that's yochel yehe mutter. So it says I might think that's mutter, right? So that's what if it's totally raw. No, tamaloma kiim sliyeh. You still violate. You want it's a positive commandment to roast it. So if it's chai, then it's a problem. But if it's not a problem, it's not included in the isra of na. But it is also not included in it's not lechad mutar lechad chila because of the pasuk of sliyesh. Hey chidami, you know what does na mean? Amar Rab chidami parsoy abarnim. What the Persians call abarnim, that's what na is. Again, if you look in the Sefer Achinuch on this mitzvah of eating it roasted, he explains that a lot of the halachas of Karban Pesach are about that this is supposed to be macho malachim. We do a lot of things that show that we are kings, that we prepare it in a very special way. So to hear, that's why we're not supposed to eat it raw. We're supposed to cook it and properly prepare it because on Pesach night we are all like kings. Amar Rav Chizda, Hamavashel b'chami tveriyah b'shabbes patur. Pesach shabishlo b'chami tveriyah chayiv. If you cook in the hot springs of Tveria on Shabbos, patur, you're patur. That's not called cooking. As we'll see why, we had this already in Masechta Shabbos. But a Pesach that you cooked at Chametz Feria, you're going to be Chayiv. Havamina right now is, if you eat a Karban Pesach that was cooked in Chametz Feria, you're Chayiv because that's called Mavusha. So says the Gemara, Maishna b'Shabbos Delo, why by Shabbos are you not Chayiv the Araisa for cooking in Chametz Feria, the Told Delo, the Told is HB Nebeleka, because you need the heating element that's the definition of Bishol is told us Eish, something that was heated by the fire. And Chametz Feria are considered told us Shemesh. Right? We know the Gemara had said that on Shabbos, cooking on fire is Asa Daraisa. Told us Eish is also Asa Daraisa. Told us Shemesh is Asa Darabanan. Shemesh Atzmo is Mutter. Right? That's where the Gemara says, Yafek Koach Ben Mikoach Av. But again, this is at most told us Shemesh. It's not Asa Daraisa. So therefore, that's why you're not Chayiv on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Pesach Namila told us Eishu. So also, for Pesach too, you should say it's not, if it's Chametz Feria, it's not told us Eish, it shouldn't be called Mavusho. So says the Gemara, you're right. Amar Rava, we weren't talking about the Isra of eating a cooked item. My Chayiv, the Tani, to cover al Misham Sliyesh. It just means, you're right, it's not Bishol, but it's not roasted. So you're violent, you're Chayiv, Mishum Ki'im Sliyesh. It has to be roasted. And Rashi adds in that this Mand Amar holds that you're Chayiv Malkus on a lav shebeklalos, because ki'im sli'esh is a general lav, which includes a lot of things. Anything not roasted is included in this. So this is cooked in Chametz Feria. It's not cooked, but it's not roasted. So this, and they say chayiv. So it must be that you are chayiv on lav shebeklalos according to this man to amar. And the Gemara just says Rav Chiya b'Reid Rav Nasan Masmi La Lahadur Rav Chisda Behedya. Rav Chiya says it beferish this explanation. Amar Rav Chisda on lav shebeklalos Feria b'Shabbos Pater u'bish Pesach shabrish lav Chametz Feria chayiv sha'avar mishum sli'esh. He says it beferish. Yeah.
What's
no, you're not in the water. You're cooking it in the heat of Chametz Feria. I don't think you're cooking it. I guess maybe it's on top, and maybe the steam coming up from the Chametz Feria, you're gonna have it in. So boiled in the okay, even if you boil in the hot springs at Feria, but again, that's not called boiling because the source of it is not fire. That's the assumption of the Gemara. And if you would do that on Shabbos, it wouldn't be called Bishol. But for Pesach, no, but for Pesach, we know it as long as it's all of those liquids, but only if the source of the heat of those liquids is fire. All those liquids, mashkin and all those are only included if the source is fire. But here the source isn't fire, it's the Shemesh. It's the sun that's heating the springs. So that's why it's not included on a Daraisa level. Because that's not called Bishol. That's not the definition of Bishol. The discussion, though, of the Achronim, you're smiling? This. Chametz Feria, so we're going to get to that in a second. So says the Achronim's Kasha, which I see a lot of people discuss this. How could you have a Pesach that's cooked in Chametz Feria? You have to eat a Pesach in Yerushalayim. You have to eat a Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. Mabash of a Chametz Feria? What's the Havamina? Okay, theoretically, Mabash of a Chametz Feria. So the Pshuto Shomikos, Shom Sien of Halacha, after he quotes all these Achronish Torahs, he says, L'dugma ba'alma nokad. It must be, it's... So L'dugma is an example, it doesn't mean Chametz Feria, it just means the hot springs. Look at Rashi. Chametz Feria. Chametz Feria, Mayanos Roschin. Why does Rashi say that here? Because Rashi knows. We're not talking about Chametz Feria itself. But besides that, though, there are very creative shatim given. How do you get Chametz Feria? The Ben Yehoyada suggests that, quotes a Gemara that says every stitch of land in Yerushalayim is really connected to a piece of land outside of Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. And Shlomo HaMelech, the Medrash says, could identify which piece of land is connected to which other part of the land in Eretz Yisrael, so you can identify which piece of land is connected to Chametz Feria. So that's what, how you could get that, you know, related to Chametz Feria. And that's what related to that in the Margolius Hashas. That's where he relates to what Yisrael just mentioned. He says, he quotes, that the Echad Michaside Spinka, or one of the Spinka Chasidim once told him that he was there when the Chakal Yitzchak was asked, I know that is, the Chakal Yitzchak was asked, this Kasha, Amash Amr Chazal, it says, Kukta Chabit Feria, how do you get Chabit Feria? But on a low altar, and he answered him right away, he says, I am Secha Shabbos, it says in the Flamatas, the Chabit Feria are cooked, and the Toldos Or, and it goes by Pischa the Gehenim. And we know that Goren Ervin says that the Pischa of Gehenim is one of them is in Yerushalayim. Oh, so there you go. That's what you have, the Chabit Feria, the heat of the Chabit Feria is also in Yerushalayim. That's what he answered him on altar. Okay, so even if that's not Rashi's pshat, but that's one idea. The Egel Tal talks about this also in Ofet, Malach of Ofet, the Sacha Sheva Rebbe. He suggests that maybe, because the problem is, you can't get the Karban Pesach there, so maybe you could bring the Chametz Feria to the Beis HaMikdash. But how do you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? You're going to pour it into a klisheni in a mevashel. So he says, maybe you use a ladle. Remember, we had a machlokes haposkin between the Taz and the Marshal, whether a ladle has the status of a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni. So according to the Taz, the ladle has the status of a Kli Rishon. And therefore, if you bring it into a ladle and you keep it hot all the way to Yerushalayim, so that's also a big assumption. You have Kvitzas HaDerech, so then that's a way that you could get the Chamitzveria to Yerushalayim. Okay? Either way, those are different possibilities. Remember, we pass in a ladle. Lamaisa, we pass in a, you know, we pass in somewhere in the middle, but using a ladle for soup, we consider the ladle as a Kli Rishon, but we consider the bowl as a Kli Shlishi. Mishra Paskin is a Sveik of the Dina, so we're Machmer by the ladle and we're Mako by the bowl. Okay, Viter. Amarava. Achlo na. Okay, got an Amit to do in 5 minutes. Amarava. Achlo na. Lokeshtayim. If you eat the current Pesach na, that's semi-raw, Lokeshtayim, you get two Malkus. Why? Because remember the Pasuk that we mentioned before. It says, Al tochlu mimenu na. Ki in sliyesh. So if you didn't know, it is na and it's not sliyesh. Those are the two malchus that you're going to get. Mevushal lokeshtayim, or also mevushal. That's two malchus. It's mevushal and it's not sliyesh. Na umevushal lokeshlolish. Then you can get all three. Na mevushal and not sliyesh. Abaya amar in lokan alav shebeklolos. Abaya said no. You don't get malchus for alav shebeklolos. How do you understand that though? This is what we had already. How do you understand? We had two different ways to interpret Lav Shavaklalos. Look back in the notes on Daf Chav Dalet. So, but Ika Darmi, the Gemara says, what does Abaya mean? Does he mean Tarti Hudalo Laki Chadami Aslaki? Does he mean you don't get double Malkus? You don't get Malkus for Tzliyesh, but you do get Malkus for the specified Isser, right, of Bavushal or Na, or Ika Darmi Chadanami Lo Laki, or you don't get any Malkus to Lo Miyachid Lave Kalav De Chasima, because it doesn't have a specified Lav like the Lav De Chasima. As we mentioned, the Makar for all Malkus is in Parshas Kiseitse, where it says Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, right next to the Isser of muzzling your animal. So the Chazal Darshan, that anytime you give Malkus, it has to be Dumya, similar to the Lav of Chasima. So here too, it's specified, but it's not, it doesn't only have this Lav. So maybe that's the power of a Lav Shebeklalos, that anything included in a Lav Shebeklalos, you never get Malkus on, even if it's specified in another Isser. Similar discussion, Rava Amar, Ochazog Lokeshtaim Chartz Lokeshtaim. A Nazir is not allowed to eat anything associated with grapes. So, Achalzog, if he eats the peel of the grapes, Lokeshtayim, he gets two Malkus, one for the peel, and one for the Pasuk. Also says, Rashi quotes it, there's another, the beginning of the Pasuk says, anything that comes from the grape. So he gets Malkus for the peel, which the Torah says, and the Pasuk that anything comes from the grape. Chartz and Lokeshtayim, or if he eats the seeds of a grape, also two Malkus. Zog v'chartz and Lokeshalosh, you would get all three. For Zog, for Chartz, and for the Pasuk that says, anything that comes from the grape. Bayarmar in Lokan Alav Shebeklalos, no, same thing, no, you don't get Malkus. Ikadami tarti yudalo laki chadami aslaki. Ikadami chadami lo laki dolo miyachi lave kalav de chasima. So two ways to understand the opinion that says no Malkus on lav de chasima. Tana rabbanon. Ocho kazayis no bibod yom patur kazayisam ishecha sheikha chayiv. If you eat a kazayis raw, remember we said this means semi-raw, but if you eat a kazayis semi-raw on Erev Pesach, patur. That's not aser midaraisa. And kazayis am ishecha sheikha chayiv, but only if you eat it at night, you're going to be chayiv. If you ate a kezias of your carbon Pesach, that you were appointed to, you can't eat somebody else's carbon Pesach, but even if you jump the gun, right, you bake, the carbon Pesach is roasted on Erev Pesach afternoon. Let's say you jump the gun and ate a piece on Erev Pesach, you're only supposed to eat it at night. You didn't pasul yourself from the Bnei Chabura. Meaning, what does that mean? Because you're not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach in two different places. So this is not called an achila, Rashi explains. And you're still allowed to go to a different place and eat it with your Chabura, with your group that night. Because I sleep mishachashecha, but if you ate a piece of it after it got dark in a different place, so you can no longer be part of the original designated group because you already started eating in a different place. Tanya Ida, similar, yachol ochol gnai sabi bod yon yechayev. I might have thought that if I eat a kezayis na, a kezayis of rua, karim pesach, on Erev Pesach, I will be chayiv. I would have thought that I would say that v'tinu, and I would have said it's based on Kal v'chomer uma b'shosh yeshlo b'kum achol tzli. At a time when there's a mitzvah to eat roasted Karim Pesach, yeshlo b'al tochal na. When there's a mitzvah to eat roasted, there's an iser to eat raw. So b'shosh she'ino b'kum achol tzli. On Erev Pesach, when I can't even eat roasted, eino din she'yeshlo b'al tochal na. So surely this should also be aser, because now everything is aser. Olo, or maybe I should say a different svara, that they are inversely connected. When there is no mitzvah of tzli, there is an iser of na. That's Erev Pesach. Maybe the iser of eating raw evaporates when the Pesach comes. V'altatame, and don't wonder that how can an Isra evaporate? If it's Asr Erev Pesach, shouldn't it be for sure Asr on Pesach night? No! Shrayehuta mechlovo etzo sli! Sli itself! You're not allowed to eat the current Pesach yet on Erev Pesach, and all of a sudden Pesach comes, the Isra evaporates. So it could very well be also that the Isra of eating raw evaporates. That's only on Erev Pesach. Tamalomar! So which one is it? I'll talk to the man who knows. Ki im sli esh. She'entam, that's what the pasuk says. She'entam alomar ki im sli esh. I don't need that the pasuk to say you have to eat it roasted. The previous pasuk already told me you have to eat it roasted. Omatam alomar ki im sli esh. What's that telling me? Lomar lacha. B'shosh yesh to b'kum achos sli. Yesh to b'mal tochal na. B'shosh she'entam b'kum achos sli. Ain't b'mal tochal na. So you say the first way of learning, and that is the Isser of eating raw is only when there is a parallel mitzvah of eating tzli. Period. Rebbe Omer, Ekrani Nudin, Ekrani Bashel. Rebbe says, I read the pasuk Bashel Mavushel, I only need Bashel. Matam Olomer Mavushel, what do I need the second word of Mavushel? Sheyacho, because I might have thought. Ainli Elisha Bishlam Mishach HaSheicha, I might have thought that when do I violate the Isser of the rice of eating cooked Karen Pesach? Only if I cooked it on Pesach. Bishlomi Bod Yom, but if I cooked it earlier, I might have thought that that's not included in the Isser. Minayin, Tamalomar, Basham Mavushal, Mikol Makom. That's the double lashon of Basham Mavushal. V'hai Basham Mavushal, Afki Rebbe, Litzli, Kedar, Lashar Mashkin. Didn't we already use Basham Mavushal to include a different halacha on Amud Aleph? So where it says, Imkain, Le Makra. If I would have only wanted to learn one of these dinim, I should have said, Le Makra, O Basham, Basham, O Mavushal, Mavushal. Use the same word twice. My Basham Mavushal, why do you use different words? Shmas Vina, Tarzi. It must be to include both halachos, that of the beginning of the of Tzli Keder and Shar Mashkin, and the second point of even if you cook it on Erev Pesach, it's still going to be us. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was a Zecha Nishmas. Chaya Blima Bas Mordechai, and Harav Michal Shimon Ben Yaakov, and Sarah Shendel Ben Menachem Mendel Chaim. Tomorrow we start the third parak. So somebody told me the art scroll finishes, yeah. So remember to bring the other Gemaras tomorrow.